We continue our learning Leila Nishmas, David Ben Menachem, Mishnah Ben Yaakov, and Pinchas Leo. We're in the Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Our Mishnah is going to continue the discussion of Hafaras Nedarim through the Baal, through the husband, and we're dealing with a woman who took a neder that her Maisa Yadayim, her earnings, that which she produces, are going to be Aser Bahana on her father, her father-in-law, or maybe other types of relatives. And then the Mishnah will discuss what if she took a neder that her husband can't get Hana from her Maisa Yadayim. So the Mishnah says like this, Konam She'eni Osa Al Piaba, a woman says, takes a neder that anything that is she produces, any Maisa Yadayim of hers, are going to be also like a carbon to Al Piaba, literally to the mouth of her father. Her father won't be able to eat from it, will not be getting Hana from any of her Maisa Yadayim, or Al Piavicha, or she said, Konam She'eni Osa Al Piavicha, referring to her father. Her husband's father, who will not get Hana from a Maisa Yadayim, Val Piachicha, or her brother, or her husband's brother. Eini Yachol HaFer. The husband cannot annul this neder, because these nedarim have nothing to do with Inui Nefesh, with her taking suffering upon herself, and not Dvarim Beino Lebeino. It's not something that affects their relationship. But if she said, She'eni Osa Al Picha, she says, Konam, that I'm not going to, our Maisa Yadayim are going to be usher to you, to her husband, then the Mishnah says Tanakama, not Eino Yachol Lahafir, but rather Eino Tzarech Lahafir. The Tanakama says this neder is not neder at all, doesn't take effect because she's Mishubedes to give her Maisa Yadayim to the husband. The husband provides her with Mizonos. In exchange, the Maisa Yadayim go to him, so therefore she can prohibit them upon the husband. That's the opinion of the Tanakama, Eino Tzarech Lahafir, where she prohibits her Maisa Yadayim upon her husband. But Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafir, the husband should annul this neder, and he needs to annul this neder. Shema tadif alav yosem and haroilo, because maybe she will provide, maybe she will produce in excess of that which she's supposed to give him minimally. The Mishnah Ksuvos we learn in Perakei Mishnah Tes. I quote: Umahi osalo. What does the wife have to provide? Have to produce for the husband minimally per week? Mishkal chamesh slaim. If you remember, we learn 5 selah weight of thread of warp thread is what takes a little bit more terichah than the woof, than the erev, rather. So she has to produce that amount per week, and that's minimally. So what if she produces more than that? So that's what the husband gets in exchange for the mizonos he gives her. What if she's producing surplus? There's more than the chamesh slaim weight of that thread or that value. So that's hers. That's not his. And therefore, the neder can be chal when she says, "My Maisa Yadayim are usur upon you." She may be mishubedes to give him the 5 selah weight of thread. But in addition to that, if she produces more, that's the hers. And therefore, the neder can be chal, can take effect on that. And therefore, the husband would need to annul that neder because that is devarim beino levena. Why is that beino levena? Because he can't be so careful, be so cautious that he doesn't get hana from a little bit extra of what she produces. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Of course, the Tanakhama holds that the odef, the excess, the surplus of Maisa Yadayim also belongs to the husband. Even though there's a minimal amount that she produces, nonetheless, the excess belongs to him as well, and therefore she cannot prohibit that upon him. So that's the Machlokes Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva. Now we have a third opinion. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer Yofer, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is coming to say that it's not because of the odef, the excess, the surplus of Maisa Yadayim, that he has to annul the neder, but rather for the Iker Maisa Yadayim themselves, even the Maisa Yadayim, even that 5 selah worth of thread, she has to produce for him, or that value every week, he also has to annul that neder. Why? Shema Yigarshena Uti Hasura Lov, because maybe he will divorce her, and therefore she'll no longer have this shibud, this obligation to produce Maisa Yadayim, and the neder will then take effect. Uti Asru Olav, but he may want to take her back. As long as she doesn't remarry someone else in the interim, he can take her back as a wife, but he won't be able to do so. And he won't be able to be so careful that she doesn't do any malach or anything else for him, because generally speaking, a woman does those types of malachos, as we learn in Perakei Mishnah of Maseches Ksuros. So she'll be ushered to him. So he's going to want to annul that neder now, so that just on the chance when the neder of her Maisi Adam being usher to him, although she's obligated to give him Maisi Adam now, after they get divorced, he wouldn't have to, and therefore, he should annul the neder now because of potentially what's going to be in the future, and the hafara will help. This is Devarim Beino Levena. Now, some explain that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is also arguing Rabbi Akiva, meaning, notice Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri made no distinction between the Odef, the excess, and the Maisi Adam themselves. And that's because he would hold that the Maisi Adam, the excess, is also that of the husband's. Everything belongs to the husband. And therefore, it's true, on the one hand, there is an obligation of everything, that there's an obligation of a minimal amount. And even if she produces more, it belongs to the husband. But that's not the concern. The concern is after they get divorced, and that's why you would have to annul the nedarim of his wife now, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. One important point: the Gemara raises the question: How can it be mefer a neder on what Maisi Adayim that she's going to produce after they get divorced? It's a davar shelo balolam. It's something that's not hasn't come into an existence yet. If it's not in existence, so then you can't be makdish a davar shelo balolam. You can't declare something hekdesh that lo balolam. So how can we assume that this is going to take effect davar shelo balolam? So one answer is that when he says, when she says Konem Maisei Yadai Shani Osa Leficha, she mentions her hands. Her hands are in existence now, and that is sufficient, even though that which she earns or that which she produces has not yet come into existence. And others say she has to be very specific with her neder for the neder to take effect, and then of course for him to have to be made for that neder for potentially when they get divorced, where she says Yikadshu Yadai Laosehem. My hands should become kadosh, sanctified to the one who created them, to Hashem. And that way the neder can be chal even after gerushin, because although that which she produces is not in existence just yet, is davar shelo b'olam, but her hands are in existence. And she says, my hands are sanctified to Hashem, and no one can get hana from that which I produce, so therefore that is a davar shelo b'olam. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Nadra ishto v'sovur shenadra bitu. You have a case where a woman took a neder, and the husband thinks that it was his daughter who took a neder. So he has the ability to make his daughter's nedarim also. But he made a mistake. And we have to recognize when it comes to a neder, there are three different parts, the potential causes of this neder. You have the person who's taking the neder himself, the noder, the bitri haneder, which is the expression of the neder, and the devar hanador, and the object that we're speaking of. So here's a case where the noder made a mistake. And if there's any mistake in any of these categories, annulling the neder is not going to be effective, and you have to do the hafaras nedarim again. So nadra ishto v'sover shenadrita. Here's a case where the noder, it's a mistake. His wife took a neder. He thought it was his daughter. And what do? He was made for the daughter of the neder of his daughter, but his daughter never took a neder. Oh, nadra bito v'sover shenadra ishto. Or the reverse. He was made for to his wife, but it was a mistake because it was his daughter who took the neder. So there's a tos regarding the noder in this case. Or let's say the following: Nadra ben Nazir v'sover shenadra b'karban. He thought that she was mekabel. She really took an neder, rather that she's going to be a nazira, and which a woman come in a nazira, and therefore she can't have grapes and wine, etc. But v'sover shenadra b'karban. But he, the husband, thought she took a regular neder, where she prohibiting grapes upon herself like a karban. Konam that anav, I'm not going to eat. So he didn't realize she took on a full fledged nazirus. Or let's say nadra b'karban, v'sover shenadra b'nazir. The opposite. How she really took a neder not to prohibit grapes upon herself. But the husband thought she became a nazira, and he was made for her naziras. And the previous case, the reverse, which is where he was made for her regular neder, which he thought was for grapes, and he didn't realize she took full naziras upon herself. So here we have a toast regarding the essence and the expression of the neder, not the noder, but rather who the neder is upon, but rather what the neder was. And then finally, nadra minataenim, a third category, third situation. She prohibited upon herself te'enim figs, v'sover shenar de min anavim. But the husband thought she took an edin not to eat grapes, or nadra min anavim from grapes, v'sover he thought shenar de min anavim from figs, and it was made fair the neder on the wrong item. So this is a toss regarding the davar hanadur, regarding the object itself. So we have all these three possibilities. Says the Mishnah, harei zeh yachzor v'yafir. He has to do hafara again because the hafara was betaris. Hafara betaris is not hafara. Why? So some rishonim say very simple. Because maybe in the language of Nimuka Yosef is the Shema Ilu Haya Yodea Iker Nidra Lohaya Mefirla. Maybe had he known what the Iker Neder really was, he never would have annulled it. You need to know what the real Neder is. And others claim it's based on the Psukim. Psukim say, the Imbiom Shema Isha Yani Osa, Vehefer Es Nidra. So far it's Yani Osa. And then her ned osa is her, and then we speak about the neder and v'shama avia es nidra and v'imheni avia osa. We have that also in the category regarding the husband, also a father. So you see from here that the hafara is only effective if there's kavana of the mefir of on what osa shenidra, on the item, the object that she took a neder, and he also knows nidra. He also knows it's clear who the noderis is and that which she took a neder from. So if any of this is missing, that's a hafara b'taris, and he has to do hafara once again. And this is true. It's not only, let's say, on that very day where she took the neder and he heard the neder, he made a mistake and was made for the wrong thing. Even l'achar zman, even after time, the few days, that's also b'yom shamo. He then can change and do the hafar again, because that's considered the yom shamo, even though maybe 2-3 days later, because yom shamo is the day that I understand the neder, where I understand the truth of the neder, and therefore he has the ability to be made for the neder on that day that he finally understands what she had in mind.